Welcome to the Pharma Voice Webcast Network.
In this episode, I meet with Ian Spatz, JD, MPA, Senior Advisor at Manette Health. We talk about a recent proposal by the Trump administration to require prescription drug price information in broadcast advertising. I'm Dan Limbach, your host and producer of the Pharma Voice Webcast Network. On October 15th, the Trump administration's Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, published a proposed rule that, if finalized, would require prescription drug makers to include prescription drug price information in broadcast advertising. The administration stated that it believes including the prices in ads will help consumers make better choices and, ultimately, save money for the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Welcome to the podcast program, Ian.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Ian, will this new requirement bring down the price of prescription drugs? And if so, by how much?
Dan, I think many people would like to see it bring down the price of prescription drugs, but frankly, for me, it's really hard to see how it's going to be effective in doing that. In making this proposal, the administration claims that one of its goals is to bring down the list price of drugs. And of course, the other reason is to save money for the Medicare and Medicaid programs, since this would apply to drugs that are paid for by Medicare and Medicaid. But frankly, they provide very little rationale for how this idea would actually lead to lower drug prices or lower drug price increases. And what rationale they provide just seems quite weak to me. In fact, one of the strongest pieces of evidence that the administration is itself is skeptical about the impact of this is that as part of the regulatory process, the administration is required to do an estimate of what the benefits and costs are of any kind of proposed rulemaking such as this. And in this case, Dan, they say they can't even make an estimate of what the benefits are. They have estimated some of the costs of compliance, but they can't estimate the benefits. So I think that's some proof right there. The theory, I think, on which they think it would control drug prices is what I would call sort of the name and shame. The idea that including the drug price in the advertisement would cause manufacturers to think once, twice, or three times about the price that they're charging and maybe say, well, I just don't want to have this price on an ad, so I better charge a lower price. But, you know, the reality of that just doesn't really ring true to me. I mean, the first problem is that most drugs are not advertised. We see so many on television every day, but the reality is very few drugs are advertised, so there's not even a theory for why this would apply or help with the price of most drugs. The other thing is that mostly what we know about drug advertising is that it encourages people to have conversations with their doctors about health conditions. Yes, they ask about the drug that's advertised, but a lot of times the patients don't even get the drug that's advertised. So it's really hard to see again what the idea is that's going to make this work. And then with prices that for some of the most expensive drugs can be $10,000 or $20,000 a month, it's really hard to see what kind of impact that could have on a prescription drug company. If you're already in the thousands of dollars, what use would it be to like not increase your price or to bring it down 10% or 20%? It's still going to be thousands of dollars a month. It's still going to shock people when they hear that price. Lastly, I would say people know, they're smart. They know they've got insurance for their prescription drug costs, whether they're in the Medicare program, whether they've got private insurance. Most of them know that they're not going to pay the list price for a drug. And what the administration is proposing is that people put in their advertising what's known as the wholesale acquisition cost of the drug. And that's a price that no one pays. It's like a list price, a sticker price. And even for those patients who are paying full price because their insurance isn't covering a particular drug, or they're in a deductible that they haven't satisfied yet, their price isn't going to be the wholesale acquisition cost. It's going to be a price that a pharmacy sets or someone else sets. So it's really unclear to me that there's really any connection that's going on. And lastly, I've got some doubts that this will ever really be implemented. So bottom line to your question, I don't think this is going to make any kind of difference in the price of prescription drugs.
Fair enough. So if you are correct and the proposal wouldn't have much impact on price, why is the drug industry opposing it?
Well, that's a great question. I think there are several levels to this answer. I think the first thing to keep in mind is that this proposal is only about prescription drug broadcast advertising. The vast majority of what drug companies spend promoting their products, which has often been criticized, is not on broadcast television advertising. It's really on the sales representatives that they have out there visiting with physicians talking about prescription drugs. It's really only been since 1997 that drug companies have had advertising. But having said that, the drug industry has a very strong concern with protecting their rights to promote their products. It's clearly very important to them. So any proposal, including a proposal like this that they might see infringing on their ability to promote their product, is something that raises concerns. There is potentially a slippery slope here that they don't want to slide down. And also, for this industry, there's been just a big concern about protecting their free speech rights. And you might say, wait, they're a company. What kind of free speech rights do they have? But for a long time, the U.S. Supreme Court has recognized that the First Amendment of the Constitution protects even commercial speech from government intrusion. Now, not in the same way it protects those of us for our political speech, but there is a protection there. So the drug industry wants to protect that. And then from a non, I would say, selfish view of this, the drug industry is legitimately concerned about the impact this will have on patient health. If for some reason having that big price at the end of the prescription drug ad, which is where it would be, discourages patients from having a conversation with their physicians about the conditions they have, that could potentially harm patients because they're not going to have access to therapies that they might benefit from. Maybe there's alternatives for them that are very inexpensive. Maybe there are alternatives where they have insurance. So I think that there's real health concerns that this regulation raises, which explains in part why the drug industry is opposing it.
That makes sense. So you've already expressed your skepticism that this proposal will even be implemented. Can you go into more detail as to why?
Yeah, and it's not just because I'm usually cynical and pessimistic. I think there are some real reasons in this case. First, this is just a proposed rule that the administration has come out with. And like any regulation, it has to go through a notice and comment rulemaking process. So people will have a period of time in which to provide comments to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services who put out this rule, not the Food and Drug Administration. This is a rule from CMS. And I expect that they're going to see a lot of pushback to this rule during the comment period. Yes, there will be support, and yes, there will be opposition from the pharmaceutical industry, but I believe that you're going to see opposition from many other places, especially on that issue of concerns for what this might do for the conversations that we want to see between patients and physicians about their healthcare costs. So there is a chance that after seeing those comments, the administration itself could make changes to this proposal. I'd be surprised if they just put it on the shelf at that point, but it's going to take a while to consider those comments and to think through what the administration wants to do. So at the very least, I don't see anything until, I'd say, spring of next year when we're going to see something more from the administration on this. But perhaps more importantly, I am positive that there will be serious legal challenges to this regulation should it ever be issued next year. And those challenges will come from two directions. The first is the question of whether this regulation is authorized by law. You know, the courts have been pretty clear that government agencies just can't make it up as they go along. They've got to be issuing regulations that are consistent with laws that Congress has passed and the president has signed. In this case, the administration itself admits in the proposed rule that it has no explicit or clear authority to issue a rule that relates to prescription drug advertising. In fact, I don't think many people have even considered that advertising is part of the role of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Yes, there are certain rules that the FDA has that relate to it, and Congress has been involved in that, but really never in terms of advertising through the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services for drug companies, for hospitals, for physicians, or for any service or product that's provided through Medicare and Medicaid. So this is some new territory there. Now, in issuing this proposed regulation, the administration has cited some very general authorities in the Medicare and Medicaid laws that allow CMS to issue regulations that are necessary for the efficient administration of the program. But I do think that a court may be very skeptical that this is an area that they can get into without more explicit authority from Congress. And then the second major reason that this may be challenged successfully are the constitutional issues that I alluded to in a previous question. You know, the government can't get in there in many cases and prevent you from saying things, either as an individual or as a corporation in the area of commercial speech. At the same time, though, people don't realize that that protection not only extends to the government keeping you from saying things, but also relates to the issue of the government compelling you to say certain things. So there's a whole thread of litigation in the constitutional area on this issue of compelled commercial speech. And there's a lot of discussion of this issue in the proposed rule. Clearly, the administration is aware of this issue, but it is one where there's a lot of unsettled law. The courts have allowed the government in certain limited situations to require that information be included in advertising. That's often done in cases to prevent the public from being deceived. But in this case, prescription drug advertising really doesn't say anything about the price or cost of medicines. And this is an area where I think the courts will have a lot of difficulty finding that the administration can do this under the Constitution. And I further believe this just because of the direction the courts have taken in recent years, with many more conservative judges and justices on the Supreme Court who are very concerned with this issue of commercial free speech. So those are the major reasons that I don't think that we're ever going to see this implemented, which is the pushback that will be seen through the regulatory process. And then I believe the likelihood that this will not survive court challenges either, because courts find it's not authorized by law, or they find that the regulation itself is unconstitutional.
So we have a bit of a head scratcher here then. If the proposal is on such shaky legal ground as you assert, why would the Trump administration be advancing it? Are there other motivations in play?
Well, there's always other motivations behind the scenes, and you're right to ask about it. The administration issued a very comprehensive program of drug price ideas back in May of this year. It was called the Drug Pricing Blueprint. And there were many ideas in there. It was a comprehensive plan, many good ideas, many technical ideas. But one of the issues that was raised in that blueprint is just this one, which is requiring the inclusion of drug pricing in broadcast prescription drug advertising. And that was one of the surprise hits of the blueprint. It was one of the things that people seized on, including the media. I think one of the reasons is that it's so easily understandable, especially compared to many of the very technical ideas of the blueprint that would tinker with the process for prescription drug purchasing and bidding and competition. This one's sort of easy to say and understand. It's a bumper sticker proposal. It seems to make sense from many people's standpoint. Why shouldn't we require these drug companies to put their prices in the ads? We require other people to post their prices. Secretary Alex Azar of HHS has compared this to requirements for car companies to put a sticker on their automobiles that say what the list price is, even though, like there, no one seems to pay that list price for their car. So this is an easy to understand one. It continues the momentum of this drug pricing blueprint. It gives the administration something to talk about. And even if the courts eventually strike it down, that's going to be a long time from now. In the meantime, the administration will get credit for moving forward. They'll have tried something. And, you know, if it's eventually struck down, maybe they can come back and try to approach it from another direction.
We know the Oval Office is behind this program, but I also understand that Congress has taken an interest in this idea. Do you expect them to get involved? And would your views change on that if Democrats take the House or Senate?
Yeah, it's not just something that's from the president and the administration. And interestingly enough, it's not just something from Republicans or Democrats. This has been somewhat of a bipartisan issue. Just a few months back, there was a bipartisan attempt in the U.S. Senate to specifically provide funding to the Department of Health and Human Services to do this, to require prescription drugs pricing in advertising. Now, that idea didn't really go anywhere. It didn't make it into the final legislation for the funding of the department for the year. And it's also not clear to me what that really would have done to earmark some funding for something. You'd still need action by the department like we've now seen. So that really wasn't binding, but it certainly indicated that there was some bipartisan support for this. So one of the things that I mentioned was that the authority for HHS to do this is not very clear. And one way to clear that up would be for Congress to come in and pass legislation providing clear authority to issue a regulation such as this. It would take away one of the legal issues related to a regulation to require prescription drug pricing to be included in ads, but it wouldn't take away the other one, of course, which is the constitutional one. I've often found, though, that Congress, when it sees, you know, the administration doing something it's okay with, doesn't kind of pile on and try to say, well, now we're going to authorize you to do it. They're going to say, well, you know, you're doing the right thing. We're going to let the courts figure this one out. So I'm not expecting any quick congressional action, though I would not rule it out along the way. The other part of the question you asked is a larger one for the prescription drug issues that we're talking about today, which is what would Democratic control of either the House or the Senate mean to this issue, and frankly, to many issues related to prescription drugs. In past years, we've often seen attacks on the drug industry coming from the Democratic side and being rebuffed by the Republican side. But we've got a new dynamic here where we've got a Republican in the White House who's made this a number one issue in healthcare. So if Democrats should take over either the House or the Senate, you could see a situation where you've got a Republican president working with a Democratic House or Senate to pass legislation just like this or on other issues. I'm not sure that's really going to happen, and whether a Democratic majority in either the House or the Senate would really want to work with President Trump on this issue, or frankly, any issue. Some have already cited the proposal for prescription drug pricing and advertising as too little and not dealing with the core issues there. So I think you might see some of that reemerge if Democrats were in the majority in the House or Senate, where they began to push for more ambitious proposals, perhaps even to eliminate prescription drug advertising completely. And then you might not see them working as closely with the president and the administration. So an interesting possibility that could obviously shake things up, but I'm not sure on this issue it's going to make a big difference.
So hypothetically, if the proposal were to be implemented, despite the legal concerns and hurdles that you've already raised, will there be companies or products that will be more impacted than others?
Yes, I think so. Clearly, companies that advertise their products and count on this advertising to encourage people to go in and speak with their physicians will be more impacted than the companies who have not made broadcast advertising a key part of their prescription drug promotional practices. Then again, even for these companies, they could shift that money into other kinds of promotion. For example, print promotion in medical journals or popular magazines or other things like that. Those would not be affected by the proposal as has been announced so far. And yes, I can imagine that this proposal would have a greater impact on those products that have the highest prices, because those are the only ones where even in theory, putting the price in the advertising could create some issues for a company. So yes, there are companies that will be more or less impacted, but given my overall views and the lack of impact of this regulation overall, even if implemented, I don't think that there are going to be any big, big winners or losers if this goes forward.
Very good. And finally, Ian, how does this possible federal action relate to recent state efforts to make drug pricing more transparent?
It certainly is consistent with those efforts. We've seen from state to state more and more legislation which has been discussed as price transparency legislation. It's the idea that more people knowing about the price of drugs and price increases will contribute to drug companies not raising their prices or charging as high a price. We've seen some of this legislation pass and be implemented. I don't know that there's anyone who's going to claim that it's had any kind of impact, let alone significant impact in prescription drug pricing. As with this, most of that legislation requires more information and reports. For example, we've got a California law that requires drug companies to announce their price increases 60 days in advance of implementing them and letting customers know about it. Now, that's being challenged in the courts as well. But again, there's not a lot of evidence that any of these things are more than attempts to make political points by those who are proposing them, try to do something about prescription drug prices, but none of them seem to be particularly effective.
Ian, I want to thank you for sharing your thought leadership and expertise with us today on this very interesting topic. It was a great conversation.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being here.
And that will do it for this episode. For more information about this topic, download the white paper overview document at the bottom of this podcast listing on pharmavoice.com or at pharmavoice.com/white-papers. And don't forget to check out our other podcasts, webinars, case studies, white papers, videos, and more in the resources area at pharmavoice.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Limbach. This 2018 production is the property of PharmaLinks LLC. It may be shared freely in its entirety, but may not be edited or altered from this published form.